Okay. Okay, we're back to Makkah B'Patish. So the last thing we're learning about making a hole in a chicken coop that the air, the animal should be able to breathe, that's Makkah B'Patish, because like this is not usable. Now, what happens if somebody perfects a usable article that's not made to use it the way it is without you improving it? In simple English, the Gemara says the case is you have a finished vessel, and this vessel is made to be sold. Now, in order to sell it, the customer, they would make a design, a partial design on the keli, and then it would make it fit to be sold. So we're not talking about the writing aspect. Let's say you're not chayv for writing for whatever reason it is, but that's still makkah b'patish. Even though it's a finished vessel already, it's usable. But the halacha is the fact that now you're making it usable to be sold, which otherwise it wouldn't be able to be sold. So that's called makkah b'patish. Or for instance, if you have squeaky hinges on a door. Okay, so technically you can open and close the door, it's functioning. But if you oil it, that it shouldn't squeak, it should go easy or whatever, that's also makkah b'patish. Even though you're not doing anything because the hinges are there, the door is working, you're just making it better. What? For Onik Shabbat, you can't desecrate Shabbos. No, you can't desecrate Shabbos for that, sorry.
So what happens if it's only half in?
No.
Now there's a chain in the toilet bowl. Is that the bottom?
Yeah. Or if it falls, if it... Now, if there's no other bathroom, then, you have that hat to. But I'm saying, generally, if the chain... In the inside the tank that flushes the water, right. If that breaks, fixing it is fixing it. You can't fix anything which is broken. The toilet's not working now you're making it work.
You do it with your hand.
It doesn't matter how you do it. Makkah b'patish could be with your hand, foot, right. Mouth.
No, you have to flush the toilet.
Yes, and it's
going to
cause a lot of infections.
What?
What if you have guests and it's going to cause a lot of inconvenience on Shabbat?
To do what?
For the check you were talking about.
Fixing the toilet?
Yeah, if you cannot flush it.
So then you have to figure out, call a guy, let the guy do it.
Call me, I'm not going to fix it for you.
Yeah, okay. Next.
For free?
What happens if somebody takes somebody takes a piece of wood and cuts out a little chip to use as a toothpick? They didn't have toothpicks in those days, right? How did they make toothpicks? They had a little piece of wood. And they just chisel, just broke off a piece or cut it or what, even your head doesn't matter. That would also be makkah b'patish.
What about a steeler? Can you do this?
Steeler?
Coffee steeler. Wood stick that you steal.
What do you want to do with it?
What? Make toothpick.
No, because then you're making it into a toothpick. Before you didn't have a toothpick, now you have a toothpick. That's called makkah b'patish. Makkah b'patish means. First of all, that's what everybody used to use in the olden days. Secondly, it doesn't matter if it's a normal toothpick. You created a toothpick. What? No, I'm saying, no. He's saying if you have a coffee mixer, you need to cut off. Yeah, you have to break it off to make a toothpick out of it. Or if somebody makes a mold out of clay, whatever, anything that you're basically doing. I want to mention something you spoke about before. I know I didn't say it incorrectly. I just want to clarify it. Now, if you have a shoe without a shoelace, okay? La halacha is, if, and we'll learn then, temporary fixing you could do if it's clear that you're not going to leave it like that. For instance, poskim write like this. We learned about not putting a new shoelace into a shoe. That means even if the shoe already had a shoelace, you want to take a new shoelace and put a new shoelace into a shoe, you're not allowed to on Shabbos. Now, what happens if you're stuck? You need a shoe. So halacha says like this. You take a different color shoelace because then you're definitely not going to leave it like that. Then it's not considered halachically makkah b'patish. It's not finishing because, again, you're not making it in a way that you're creating a utensil that's going to stay like that. Obviously, it's noticeable that it's only temporary. So then you would be allowed to do that.
But now a lot of people wearing different shoelaces.
Yeah, that's right.
I think that malacha should be
used. You know what? If that's your style, then you wouldn't be allowed to do it even with a different colored one. Unless you do a color that nobody would use.
I have no style. Right?
I know. Okay.
Something that the malacha that should be used to, for example, the coffee steel is for stirring the coffee.
Right.
I use it for a toothpick.
No. If you don't change it, here we're talking, his case was even a toothpick mixer. That's what is still too big to pick your teeth.
Yeah.
So you'd have to cut off a piece to make it into a toothpick.
I'm not cutting it off. I'm using something that is malacha, is something else. I'm using it for this malacha.
Oh. Let me ask you a question. On Shabbos, can I take this key and clean my ear?
Yeah,
did I create a new function for the key from opening a door to cleaning my ear?
No.
That's what you're asking. A coffee stirrer is meant to mix coffee. So now we want to know, can I take that coffee stirrer and pick my teeth?
Like the hammer you said.
No, but because over there you're doing something. You're chopping off, chiseling off a little piece of wood. If you find, here's loose wood here all over the place. Yeah, okay, this is too thick. If you find in your house a small chip of wood. Can use it for a toothpick. It might be muksa, but let's leave a muksa out. You're allowed to use it, too, but you're not doing anything to it.
Well, you said I can get a hammer and crack a coconut.
Yes.
Because the function of the hammer is not cracking the coconut.
But you know, there's two issues. Yes. There's an issue of muksa.
Yes.
Then there's an issue of makeh b'patish. Makeh b'patish is a malacha that you finish an object to make it usable. Or you fix something, we're going to get into more dino, that's the real practical dino makeh b'patish. If something breaks and you fix it, then that's called makeh b'patish. Nothing to do with muktzah. Opening a coconut is not a malacha. You're allowed to open a coconut. You can crack open a nut. The question is, can I take something which is muktzah, such as a hammer, and crack open a nut? So that I would be allowed to do. You couldn't use a sheichet's knife to crack open a nut, or a moil's knife. Why? That's a different category of muktzah. That you can't move it for any reason.
Okay,
except to do verbis. What? Right, something like that. Nobody's going to crack open a nut with their iPhone.
You never know.
True. The first minute that would do it? Yeah, okay. Now, okay. Okay, now, for instance, okay, if somebody puts on, there's another clasp in a necklace. Okay, so you're making it now more usable.
Longer.
So then you wouldn't be allowed to do it. It's also makeh b'patish. In other words, you couldn't close the necklace, so now you're going to add something to make you close the necklace. Right? That's makeh b'patish. You're making something not usable into something usable. Again, we're going to soon learn makeh b'patish is more practical in things that break and you want to fix them. What? Do what? No.
Would that be makeh b'patish?
No. No. Because it's made to hold things together. So what are you doing? You're not sewing the bag. It's not called sewing the bag.
So I'm saying you stick it, let's say the button off.
Yeah.
On Shabbos.
You see, you could stick in.
You can't wear your pants without it.
Because that's the button. That's like a new, but you're not making the pants. It's not called fixing the pants of in a way of makeh b'patish. No, it's actually just creating a new button. Instead of that button, you have this type of a button.
Why
Because that's what a safety pin is, a button.
Now it's functioning.
But
preclude the food
item? Oh, we'll get to that. Most opinions say it doesn't, but there are opinions that say it does. But most people are lenient about that. Let me ask you a question. If somebody has a pair of pants that's big, and they put in a belt, and now they can wear the pants. It's a Casey, do you mean that? Yeah? Is that Makeh B'Patish?
Yeah,
no.
Are they making a hole in the belt to make the...
No, that you wouldn't be allowed to do. What happens if you have a belt and you need to make... The belt is too loose. So you need to make a hole in the belt to make it tight. That's Makeh B'Patish. But putting a belt in and out of the pants, that's not called Makeh B'Patish. All you're doing... It's generally put in and put out. It's removed. Most people take after they finish wearing the pants. Same thing with a safety pin. A safety pin is made to close things, but you don't leave it there. It's not to make it finish the product. You're taking it out. You're putting it in, taking it out. What?
Diapers used to give me a cloth, and they would close with a safety pin.
That's just a closing.
It's just closing.
Yeah.
It's not the same amount of body.
Right.
What did your pants say?
That's what I said. It's not a problem. I said that. Okay.
That's it.
Moshe, they bring down. What happens if you're putting in a belt with the intent of leaving it in there forever? That would be Makeh B'Patish. I'm saying, if that would be the scenario. That might be Makeh B'Patish, because then to put in a new belt for the first time, then now you're making. But a belt that the customer is a safety pin. You take it in, you put it in, out. That's it's like a zipper is not sewing. Even though you sew, what? No, it says if you want to leave it there permanently. No, as long as you have in mind to take it out, it's not, what? What?
You have to make sure you undo them before Shabbos.
You don't have to undo them. But that's another case. The Chayre, if you don't tie your shoes, the shoes are too big. So now I tie the shoes, the shoe is wearable. Does that Makeh B'Patish? No, it's not, because it's the shoelace is made to tie and untie. So it's not the... The same thing. The only shoe is with a kesher, a knot. But because you take it, right, that's why it's not a problem. Okay, next. Popping the lens, we're going to come to in I don't know, tonight, this later. But it's a problem, fixing things. Lebashel, if something bends out of shape a little bit, let's say the temple, but it's a soft thing that it always bends in and out, it's always, so then you can... bend it back on Shabbos. But if it's something that normally doesn't bend out of shape, but now it bends out of shape, Moshe, I'll give you an example. Sometimes you have a fork that the teeth bend out of shape. You ever try to open a bottle of wine with a fork, you end up bending the fork? So to bend that back would be Makeh B'Patish, because you're fixing the fork.
There's a fine line between Makeh B'Patish and Bonnet.
Yeah, but we're saying even where Bona doesn't apply, Makeh B'Patish will apply. Okay, Machad Shinazamai Zamai Machabe.